special session of the Board of Port Towns in order. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so, to start off, this was a workshop that was changed to a special meeting, which of course means we can't add agenda items. And then another agenda item was needed at the last minute, so we created another special meeting so that we could add that to the agenda. So, in both of those iterations, public comments didn't get put in the agenda. So now we can't change the agenda because it's a special meeting, but I just talked to the attorney. We can add a public comments section. So I'm going to take public comments after the approval of the agenda, which is kind of moot because we can't change it, and before regular business. So, the next thing on here is approval of agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda that we can't change?
I move to approve the agenda.
A second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so now I can't add public comments even though it's not on the agenda, but this is going to be the public comment time. So don't wait till the end. Say them now. Anybody want to make a comment?
We're just getting this. Can you give us a rundown on what this is?
That is related to regular business item currently listed as 3, which will become number 4.
Are you allowing public comment on regular business 3, or are you allowing public comment on nothing related to the agenda?
All public comments related to the agenda, the second public comment, everything. All public comments are going to be done right now. We have the reason we have two agendas is because we have to have two special meetings. So the first special meeting is starting now at 8:00. That's this one. And then we're going to have a second special meeting that essentially is only an executive session. So the public comments, since they didn't get on the agenda, I was just told I was authorized to have a public comment session. We're going to have one public comment period, and that's going to be now. And the public comment period is for everything. Agenda items for things that you might have, non-wing, brain, whatever.
Just for the record, that's way out of order from how we normally conduct a business.
And I agree that. While we're talking about that, I'll let you know that we're all going to be reading this. I got a book. If anyone's ever tried to read Robert's Rules of Order, they've discovered that it's an impenetrable book. You can't read it. It's written in English, but not really. What we just adopted last meeting was rules that had been handed down from previous port commissions, translated by whoever thought themselves a parliamentarian, and customs that we've been doing for the longest time. I haven't really attended many other board meetings, so I didn't know what other people did. I got this last night late, and I skimmed it really quickly and discovered we're doing a lot of things not very effectively. So since I took the responsibility of being the chair, I'm going to go through and read it over completely and suggest another new section so that we can have efficient meetings and not replicate what we're having today, because today is a disaster. So, having said that, and I think everyone understands, this is going, because this is two special meetings, because we don't have comment sections in the agenda, I can allow public comments. This is the time for public comments. Make your comments now.
Can I make one more comment?
Sure.
This, in planning this morning's meetings, times were outlined in our emails as to when the next thing starts.
Right, 9:30.
So we have a schedule to keep here. So if you're going to allow 3 minutes of public testimony and we're going to listen to that for 45 minutes, be way off schedule.
Right, and so, that's another thing that I discovered in here, and I should have mentioned it. There are new, the ideas that I have for public comments are going to be patterned more after board meetings where they have everything timed out. In other words, you have an introduction of 3 minutes. You have public comments for 20 minutes. And that's going to be probably the max. In fact, I think that I'm going to just do that today since I have the opportunity. We're going to take public comments for a maximum of 20 minutes. And you have 3 minutes per person. It shouldn't take 20 minutes. But if anyone doesn't get a chance in that 20 minutes to express their comment, there's going to be a yellow pad on the table at the back with a pencil, and comments will be accepted in writing. Now, in order to
another order of business, we have already had public comment and discussed the issue of the dock start period time. So my concern is we're now reopening that up for more public comments based on the rescind motion. We haven't even made a rescind motion yet. So how do we get public comment on something that we've already closed public comment to?
They can do it right now.
Is that correct?
There's nothing that prohibits additional.
All right. Okay. And finally, when do we want to get into point number 5, executive session? What time are we shooting for on that?
The only one
that we need the time on for executive session, I believe, is for the one on the
that's the second meeting,
9:30.
Well, we have two executive sessions, so I think
we have an estimate for the one for the second. An estimate on time.
I would say an hour.
For the second.
No,
one
for the first person. For the minimum price.
How do we get there from here? We're going to start the second meeting at 9:30. We're going to take
it's
an
fine.
Hour
it's fine. When we get to 9:30, we'll.
We have three meetings, and what I'm saying is.
No, we have two meetings.
We have the regular business meeting right now, point number 3. We have an executive session to discuss minimum price, and then we have a third executive session, a second meeting scheduled after that. Is that correct?
No. We have this meeting with one executive session with possible action after the executive session, and then we will open a second meeting at 9:30 for a second executive session.
The second meeting is basically just an executive session.
Right. Okay.
So the first meeting has an executive session. That's one meeting with an executive session.
Okay.
So Bill, you got your phone out for the timer?
I got it. Okay. Yep.
Sue, can you help track our time?
Thanks.
Okay, are we all straight? Okay. We're now public comments. And this may go way faster than I expected.
Going once?
Okay.
Melinda Bryden. I just want to thank Commissioner Putney for his revisiting of the issue of the timing of the South Jetty project. I listened to the last meeting, all 3 hours, and I was really kind of appalled at how the change was voted on today. I would also like to address the commission and at this point and ask that I and others would like to hear all of the commissioners state that the port management negotiates leases and commissioners then review and approve, but that commissioners do not negotiate leases. It's illegal. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comments? Okay, go ahead, Bob.
I'd just like to voice my displeasure with the commission's recanting rules that they just established last meeting on the way you were going to take public comment. Took one meeting to change the rules.
Thank you.
I just have a question about, is there a list of properties that are being offered for sale? Is there an official list or just a verbal list of properties that are being offered? for sale?
Are you talking about in regard to this executive session?
Executive session.
Yeah, no, it's not, and it's not property for sale, it's lease negotiations.
Okay.
Kurt Levy. When Ariel Sharon walked away from Gaza, he was criticized for the lack of leadership because he got nothing for it. It was voting on the amendment, voting on the destruction of the South Jetty without considering all the factors and considering whether there's a possibility for participation in the city on any cost overruns, to me suggests the same similar situation where it was ill-timed and bespeaks the lack of leadership.
Any other comments? Okay, so now we're going to go into regular business possible action. And that is the Point Hudson Jetty. So I just got my book, like I said. It talks in here about three ways to bring back motions. Two of them don't work. One, a motion to amend doesn't work. The other one, a reconsider, doesn't work. So what we have is a motion to rescind. So since that was what this is someone make a motion to rescind the original motion, which was the Point Hudson Jetty. Demolition and replacement bid, which restricted the construction window to one time period.
Okay. Before I make a motion to rescind, I'd like to say a couple of things, and so I guess this is my fault. I brought this up. At the end of a very long day for us, I think we probably were a little bit rushed on our decision. My concern is that the change to the bidding process was not listed as an agenda item. It was brought up at the end of the meeting. In response to a public comment at the end of the meeting. And usually we don't have decisions made in the middle of commissioner comments, which is where this happened. In retrospect, I think that was maybe procedurally not very good. On the heels of that decision, I get kind of a split opinion on it. That's not necessarily how I make decisions, but I think that the only thing worse than overturning what is a decision and precedent is not overturning a decision or precedent that when new information comes to light. I don't think we gave the staff ample time to prepare to give us that additional information. I've asked staff to do that, and that's what we have here. My preferred way of dispatching this item on the agenda is to have a presentation by staff of the information that I've asked for, and then either I will be convinced and make a motion to rescind, or we'll let it stand where it is. So at this point for me, this is not a motion that I want to make. This is a time for information that will make that motion something that I'm convinced I need to do. Do you think that's reasonable?
I also have a comment handout that I would like to make as a presentation as well. So Does that occur prior to us making this motion?
Well, we have to have a motion to discuss it. So, I mean, we can just discuss.
I can make a motion to discuss it, but I don't think we're compelled to. Are we compelled to entertain a motion to dispatch this agenda item?
Legally, you can have discussion, but the chair would make the ruling if you want a motion on the floor.
In order to commence discussion, you mean?
Right. I mean, you can have informal discussion.
Well, okay, let's have an informal discussion because it doesn't sound like we're ready to make a motion until we get some more information. Am I correct?
That's my position.
Okay, well, then let's have a discussion. So, do you have some more discussion to ensue about the bid process?
Would you like, it's a pleasure of the chair, would you like staff to go first or Commissioner Henke to present his?
Let staff go, and then I'll send it after.
Okay. Staff in looking at how to prepare the bid package and how we presented the authorizations that we wanted to proceed with, having two different bid tabulations required for the package. We did consider several different options in how we were going to handle the channel, the navigation channel closing. And those are outlined in this memo with an estimate from Mott McDonald, who's the engineering of record, for what they thought, given their outreach to contractors and based upon their extensive experience, what the additional cost to the contract might be for the various scenarios. And so what staff ultimately went with was the last, which was the extended weekend and overnight access. And so that would allow the channel, it would require that the channel be clear and no overhead work, other things being conducted so that there could be safe navigation in the channel. So that would be overnight between 6 p.m. and 7 a.m. Monday through Thursday. It would be from 6 p.m. Thursday until 7 a.m. on Monday. So in essence, a three-day weekend that the channel would be clear. And and then nightly openings. We did look at some other options. I think most notably, we also talked about whether or not there was value to have a approximate 45-minute window opening during midday to see if people wanted to move in and out. Mr. England consulted with our tenants and other people that operate out of Point Hudson, and people didn't see a lot of value in that. They thought it was would be hard to predict whether or not they would be able to use it. But having a predictable time in the evenings and then on Fridays and the entire weekend open what was of value. We're also working with our other tenants, including Sea Marine, to have available additional available moored space to them so they can kind of stage some boats in the marina and be able to move them out during the open times. Again, you can see that the additional incremental cost for this is estimated by Mott McDonald to be approximately $220,000. And while this is the highest price ticket, we did feel that it was really important to that we helped try to mitigate the impact of the construction project. So we put that forward to the commission to have that included in the bid package. Also to be included in that bid package is that there would be no work conducted for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of Wooden Boat Festival. For the film festival, they'll already be closed for that Friday, so there won't be construction project happening then. So we've attempted to mitigate the impact for the project for what we know that the festivals to be happening, as well as to try to give some predictable openings. We also consulted with Mott McDonald for what their estimate, again, based upon their years of experience and their outreach to contractors, if we were to delay the project start or the in water work start until after Wooden Boat, and they estimated that to be about $500,000. But they were also emphasized that it could very well be that we have a contractor that has an opening in their work schedule, and then we do not see any type of incremental charge. And that's why staff recommended in the original proposal to authorize bid that we actually bid the project with two bid tabulations, and that way then we could see if we were realizing a premium to have the on the bid to have the start date after Wooden Boat Festival. We will carefully craft the bid tabulations so that the commission can choose either one, either opening, so that would be available if there's a satisfactory bid received with the start date after Wooden Boat Festival or of 9/15 as was stated in the commission's last motion. I do want to note that staff stands ready to implement the motion of the commission as so noted at the end of the meeting last night, and should that be the decision of the commission, we will do our absolute best to make sure that we provide the bid documents so that we can assure the lowest price possible for the project.
Okay. One of the things that I asked was if there was any gotchas going up to the Wooden Boat Festival about moving vessels in and out and that is that. So that's been discussed in staff. And
again, Mr. England has been working with TJ Quad. There's typically a call it a migration of permanent residents, including Mr. Hankey's business and WDFW and things that we move those down to Boat Haven. That normally occurs every year, and so it will be arranged that it can happen during the open channel hours.
So can I ask for public input? Mm-hmm. Or not for public input, but ask a question of someone that I've asked to come to speak? It's up to you. I'm not asking to open the public.
All right, I just a minute. Just so that we're clear, I'm going according to the rules to say we cannot change agendas once
right.
We have a special meeting. Public comments.
That's
I don't know whose fault. Just one person talks at a time. I don't know who, through nobody's fault, public comments didn't be put on the agenda. I'm not trying to be a tyrant and clamp down public comments. What I am trying to do is to properly adhere to the Open Public Meetings Act. And so if we can't have public comments, then we won't have it. But if we can, according to council, have public comments, if you've requested someone, then we will. So that's why I'm asking Carolyn.
Well, I would, as a commissioner, I just heard a presentation from staff. I have some questions. So at what point,
you're
as
next.
A commissioner, do I get to weigh in and ask some questions here?
Well, actually, we're having a discussion now.
Okay.
And let's see, I just read in this book last night that one person doesn't talk twice until everyone's had a chance to talk. So in other words, you get a chance to talk. Actually, Bill should not talk again until you have a chance to talk. This is all new to me, so and this is something new to everyone. Just let me finish. And so what we're doing is we're trying to get things in a efficient order, and that means that one person doesn't dominate the conversation. So that one person doesn't talk until the other twice, until everyone's had a chance to say one thing, is going to happen now. And I just brought it up. And so it's your turn.
So Sam, in your presentation, you've got four options here.
Yes.
And so this, as I understand it, this $220,000 in option four, would that go against the increased cost? And the range is actually $250,000 to $500,000. It isn't $500,000. So there is a range that Bob McDonald gave you. So does the $220,000 get subtracted from that?
No, that is to, the $220,000 is for the, basically having a 4-day work week with the channel clear at night. So again, I want to be careful in classifying what Mont McDonald has presented to us, which is really can't even be classified as an estimate, because it is based upon their experience, based upon their outreach. They have previously talked about $250,000, but when we asked them, it was $500,000, rough estimate of what they thought a potential kind of premium for starting the project after after Labor Day, in essence, after Wimbo.
So what you're saying then is that you're planning to keep option four going throughout the entire length of the contract?
It will be throughout the yes, throughout the summer months. It may be if they are operating into October, that Friday open may not be be necessary. They do, the sound regulations are that they need to be closed down for 2 days. So that's, but after we see traffic diminish and there's not a demand for that third opening, we may allow them to work on Friday. That would be in consultation with our tenants and other traffic in and out. It would be a requirement that they would be planning on having that opening during the entire project.
So if that's the case, that really kind of harkens back to option two or even option one. And if I'm doing the math, there's potentially, what I'm fishing for here is that we're all comparing apples for apples, mm-hmm. All right? So if we're starting in September, you've got these four options. These four options are based on starting in July.
That is correct.
When it's critical, particularly for mm-hmm. Let's say it's an 8-week period between July 15th and September 15th, mm-hmm. that we get as much opening as possible. Mm-hmm. But beyond September 15th, you really could get away with an option two or an option one, which would be substantially less than what you're proposing with option four. Would you concur with that?
I would say that if we were trying to compare apples to apples, that you could have more days open during the week, which would lessen the price, but we would expect...
Open to construction.
Yes, correct.
Right.
But that we would see pressure on the price to exceed that. So in essence, what Mont McDonald has told us is that if we were to start after Wooden Boat Festival, we could expect about $500,000. And again, this is not an estimate. This is not an engineering estimate. This is based on their experience and how. So the restriction for having the channel open an additional day would be less than that. So it would still be more to the project likely for that.
Under construction. Having the channel under construction an extra day would lessen the cost, right? Not open,
yes.
But yeah. Mm. Okay, so I'm going to hand a couple things out. One, so I want to make a couple comments. And Greg, this doesn't reflect on you, but I will say, has Puget Sound Express easily the largest tenant in terms of volume of dollars that we're doing in Point Hudson, we have not had any definitive answer in terms of what we're doing next year. We don't know if we're operating from City Dock, if we're operating out of Boat Haven. We, on an annual basis, consume around 60,000 gallons of fuel that we ship over the dock at Point Hudson. We can't do that at City Dock. That determination has been made. I'm assuming we're going to do that down here. I have no idea how that's going to work. We are going to absorb increased labor and increased operational expenses to move our operation. And we still don't have an answer of how that's going to work. So you may have consulted with us. I know I've talked to TJ, but we have nothing definitive at this point, and we're in February. We're already operations starting a month for us. I wish Chris was here from Sea Marine. Are you here, Chris, by chance?
He's at the boat show.
He's at the boat show. So, again, with Chris at Sea Marine, are you hauling boats here? Are you going to haul when we can't, when he can't use his travel lift? Are we going to employ the 70-ton travel lift here to haul his boats?
That's what we talked about.
And so have you decided on a cost for that? Are you going to charge him or is it free?
Well, what we talked about was basically operationally, can we handle the business? And so we got into a lot of specifics, which we've outlined in an email. And I would rather have Chris here to discuss it. So what we said was basically he didn't think there was going to be significant changes in operations as long as we could accommodate the business over at Point Hudson. And if there was some overflow or some problems, then we would handle that over here at Bolt Haven. We didn't get into negotiating exactly if there was going to be anything. All I said was we're going to try to make you whole, and that's the intent. So, because some of the questions were also like, okay, can the 70-ton handle some of the smaller vessels that they haul? Or should we just use it on a trailer? What is the breakdown? So all we said was basically we came to a point where we'll handle it over at Point Hudson. Overflow will be handled over here in the Bow Haven. And talking to TJ and Chris, basically we can make it happen. And then we just want to make sure that there's not going to be a big outlay or a loss of business for Chris.
But is there... I guess my question, particularly with guest overnights, both here at Bow Haven and at Point Hudson, has there been a cost analysis done on potential loss revenue due to lack of guest moorage at Point Hudson? What's that number over an 8-week period?
What we did was we basically just budgeted for a loss of moorage revenue in the budget. It's currently scheduled for that, so there is a, so that's why.
I have that, and that's what's in this handout, but my question is, if you move a bunch of boats down here, then you can't park other boats down here that may be coming in for guest moorage.
That is correct.
So what is that number? Do you have that number?
We don't have an exact number, and Chris could not give us an exact amount, but what we said was we should be able to free up enough space at Point Hudson that this is not going to be a big issue. What we said was it would be like it almost going to be like a one-off. Fundamentally, that's what we arrived at, and again, I don't want to put words in Chris Bachman's mouth,
right?
With him up, but basically we came to a conclusion that wasn't going to be a huge issue. But let's just say somebody came over here, we would be able to handle Bow Haven. Then it would just be, do we want to transition that business over to Point Hudson to his site, or does he want to keep it here? Either which way, we said we would handle it.
Okay, okay. I think.
Wait a minute. I'm not done yet. I have a few more questions. So.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm afraid that what we're doing now is litigating what we would do if we had two bids.
Can I make one more point before I end?
Okay, go ahead.
Do it. In this handout, one of the things that isn't calculated in your calculation from staff is the fact that Abigail has reduced the revenue at Point Hudson considerably by $138,000. So. That, if you take that away from, I put $250,000 for the Mott McDonald estimate, that leaves us with that actual difference of around $111,000, whether we start in July or whether we start in September. So we can argue the semantics of the $500,000, that's news to me. We've been talking about $250,000, $250,000. I've never heard the term $500,000 before until today, so that's brand new. You've said the difference was about $250,000. So if it is $250,000, if we are losing revenue from moorage, which Abigail has already budgeted for, of $138,000, then it's a bit different than the $250,000.
All right, I'm going to stop right here. What you're doing is you're litigating what would happen if we had two different bids. What we're doing now is we're trying to figure out, should we have one bid come in with one thing, or should we have one, have the specification state two different things. And I think that all the stuff we're doing now we'll be able to discuss when we get the bids in, if we have two. So the very clear, fine point is not to go over the dollars right now. That's going to be after we get the bid. The clear, fine point is to figure out whether we want to go ahead and have the bid go out with two start dates or just one. And you know my opinion, because I was pretty clear on it last night. So, since that's the fine point we're doing, not the financial analysis, that'll come when the bids are in, because that's what the point.
Well, with respect, Steve, I think this is a pretty big point, that it wasn't discussed at the discussion we had last week in that vote, and I'm bringing it up now, that even for the Port of Port Townsend, we take a $130,000 hit by starting in July. We've budgeted for it. We've accepted that. That hasn't actually been subtracted from this number, which we represent as the difference between a July start and a September start. So I think we should acknowledge that that exists and move from there.
The point that we're trying to do is to figure out how the bids should go out.
Not arguing that.
And that's the point. We're not going to be arguing about the dollars right now. That'll happen when the bids are in. If we have just one bid, we won't have any argument because we won't have the data. If we have bids on two different scenarios, then we'll be able to have a discussion on it. But right now, the point that we're trying to figure out is whether the bids go out with only one start date or with two start dates. It's a very simple, succinct thing that we're trying to do. And that's what we decided last time. And so I'm going to call it a stop to the discussion now. And unless there's a motion, is there a motion to change that?
Motion to change.
To rescind.
To rescind.
Okay. I second that.
Is it my turn? Wait, make a motion. I asked a question.
No, I just asked you if you wanted to make a motion, and you said yes. Is that correct?
It's not, no.
So is there a motion on the table? If not, we'll go on to the discussion.
There's not a motion on the table.
And that means that the motion stands as it was at the last meeting.
I thought I was going to get the talking stick back, but apparently not.
No, you can go ahead and talk now. I'm just asking you if you want to make a motion.
Right.
I don't want this discussion to go on about the financial implications of one way or the other, because if we're only going to have one way, there's not going to be one way or the other. So right now the motion is to discuss a very narrow point. Are we going to have the bid package go out with one start date or two start dates? And if we don't have a motion to change it, the motion has already been made last time that we have one start date. So if there's a motion to change it, I'll entertain that motion. If not, we'll go on to the next agenda item.
Well, okay. I will make a motion to rescind in the anticipation that we'll have discussion on the motion.
Okay, the motion is made to rescind. Now we can open up that motion for discussion.
Put a second on the motion.
Oh, I second the motion.
Okay. All right. Can I have a question?
Yeah, it's a discussion, and the discussion.
So I have a question for staff. Have we ever done a two-date start bid, in your recollection?
Not to mine.
Okay. Do you feel you've got enough information to come up with a way to ascertain in terms of the matrix of how you would choose between the two different bids?
That's the language, actually, that Mott MacDonald and Port Council, as well as myself, were going to pour over as carefully as we could to ensure that we had done the best we could to avoid a potential bid protest. So obviously, the object here was in getting the two bids was to try to gather as much information as possible so that the commission could make an informed decision as to whether or not the project start date affordably, within the port's financial capacities, could occur with a start date in mid-September versus mid-July. So that was precisely the reason for instructing Mott MacDonald to outline alternate bids. But as we discussed during the last meeting, there is some level of risk to that in terms of a potential bid protest, but we feel like we can have the language significantly buttoned up and to probably reduce or hopefully eliminate the chance of a protest based on, for instance, having one contractor be low on a mid-July but not on a mid-September or vice versa, and how you go about identifying who is the low bidder. I mean, obviously, I think what we were hoping to achieve was a situation where if the difference was de minimis between
what's that word?
Inconsequential between the two alternative bids and within the port's financial capacity, that the commission would reserve the right to choose that late start date if it was financially feasible.
So how, I mean, are you gonna I feel as a commissioner like I'm really operating in the blind. I don't have any of this language in front of me, for the record. I have no way of knowing what it is that you're potentially writing for this two-start process. We've never done a two-start process. Again, you're using this word, inconsequential in terms of the bid. So I get a bid for $2 million, and I get a bid for $2.1 million on a September start date. That's $100,000 difference. Is that inconsequential?
And well, again, that's what we're seeking to clarify in the bid specs. Kind of under the port would reserve the right to make a decision as perhaps one that was at higher cost than the mid-July start date, but was within the port's financial capacity to undertake. So that is, I mean, we're working on that bid language right now, and I just got an email this morning that I haven't yet had an opportunity to review with proposed bid language for our review.
And that bid language is informed by, there has been some recent case law on this, so we have guidelines on this and things that can inform us, Moffitt McDonald, how to put the language together. So it is not a blank playing field for us. So we can craft the two bids. The information then would come back to the commission for your consideration. And so that then would afford the commission the opportunity to say, this is what a July start date looks like. This is what a September start date looks like. And for example, if we are fortunate enough to receive bids that are lower than our engineering estimate for both of them, the commission could well decide that that later start date has enough public benefit that, and we have the financial capacity to award for that low date, then you can choose to do that. And that's exactly what we had imagined, that we would try to set up the bids to provide you with that type of information that you could then deliberate and choose which start date.
So we've been talking about this for almost a year, a two start date mm-hmm. process. Mm-hmm. We are now within a month of having to make a decision. We're coming up within a month of having to make a decision on whether or not to go out to bid mm-hmm. on this, correct? And so why wouldn't we have moved this process further along? Why are we at a point now where we're less than a month away from having to make a decision on this, and we don't have any information in terms of what the language looks like, or what the parameters are between a contractor that says, okay, I'm bidding $2 million, and another contractor says I'm bidding 2.1, and contractor A is gonna get ticked off because he's the low bidder for a July start date. But we wanna do contractor B because he's 2.1, he's only $100,000 higher, it's a much better PR picture for us. So it seems like this discussion about a two-bid situation and the legal language of that would have been brought to the commission long before this last month. We're going to get this information a week probably before we have to make a decision on going to bid with this, correct?
I don't know that it's that limited. What I would say is that Mott McDonald was engaged late last year to take it to 100% design and crafting of bid specs. They have been proceeding along precisely the timeline that was outlined and the milestones that were outlined for them. We anticipate having the first section of the bid specifications to us this week in draft form for critical review with legal counsel and internally. And the object or one of the things that obviously is going to be addressed in that first section, which is largely legal rather than the actual construction specs, is the language concerning this two-bid process. And based on the commission's action decision at your January 24th meeting, told Mott McDonald to hang on for a little bit, because there seems to be some uncertainty with a potential motion to rescind being voted upon, to keep the draft language as is and await your decision today to revisit potentially the way that the specs have been crafted in draft form. Again, I don't want to make this, I think we might be making this more complicated than it needs to be. The purpose of the alternative bid tabs was to try to see whether we could obtain at a value to the community and the port and within the port's financial capacities a mid-September start date. And I think the commission discussed this and gave us direction in that regard late last year. And that was how we were proceeding until the action of January 24th, where apparently those alternative bid pathways were put on the sideline in favor of a definitive mid-September start date. Again, the numbers that Mott MacDonald has attached are pretty loosey-goosey in terms of the mid-September start date, because we don't know. A lot to some contractors, and they'll factor the uncertainty related to weather within their bids. Others might not. It might not matter to them in any substantial way. So the reason you haven't got the bid specs yet is because Mott MacDonald has not been under contract to even craft the final design and bid specs until relatively recently, and we're just now getting some of that draft language for internal review.
Last question. Why is it that when we started talking about this in 2015, I believe, 14, 15? Either way, there was never any discussion about a mid-July start date. Previous staff, always assumed it was a July 15th start date. Project could be completed within fish window. Mm-hmm. Even we could address it with a fish window extension. And in no way did they want to touch a mid-July because of the problems it would cause with closing point.
Wait a minute, you just said the staff assumed a mid-July. You didn't.
No, I said that previous staff never discussed a mid-July start. And there were pretty good reasons why they didn't discuss that start. So why did this two start plan come about?
Well, first I would say I don't have that same recollection that you do. Okay. I don't know that it was that we were far enough along in the process to have already reached the conclusion to have a definitive start date after Wooden Boat. At least I don't recall having that discussion with any the prior executive management of the port. The assumption was probably, at least my operating assumption was, within the fish window. And those were the restrictions, coming from the permit, not any ones that the port would impose in addition to those.
Yeah, I don't believe there's anything in the project record to indicate that there was a presumption of restricting the in-water work till after Labor Day. So
they have. Staff has indicated that clearly to me, that there was never
any consideration. That could be possible, that there was some verbal consideration of that, but again, given that the person who has been really project managing the project and in charge of obtaining the permits, that was not indicated to them, and there's no type of written record of that. Experience shows us that, having the available work window, in-water work window open, increases your chances of obtaining the most favorable bid price. So that has been the working assumption that we have been working on.
And just to be clear, I didn't know about the even potential to do it at a different time. I had never discussed with staff or had it discussed with me, because I don't have a business down there, about anything except a fish window opening. So that was news to me just recently when I discovered that, oh, there's going to be a bunch of people that aren't happy about it. I had never thought about it, because it hadn't been brought up. So there's a motion to rescind the previous motion. Are we ready to vote? Is there any more discussion?
I want to go on record as saying I don't like these reconsiderations. I wish we'd done it right the first time. I'm gonna make it my personal mission to not do this again. Having said that, I'm ready to.
Okay.
I have one more comment before we close this for vote. One of my largest concerns is that a mid-July start date is going to cause havoc. And it's my contention that the port has not addressed any of those concerns to date. I can tell that from my own personal experience as a tenant down there. I have not spoken personally with the other tenants. I don't know where they're at on this. But in terms of securing mitigation for the people that are in that facility, you have not done that yet, that I can see.
I'm not done.
And the other situation is, if in fact the contractor does run into an issue and is unable to provide Point Hudson for the Wooden Boat Festival, we are going to have a huge firestorm on our hands. And not only is the Northwest Maritime Center committing funds to the Wooden Boat Festival at Point Hudson, all of the city is, Main Street is, are committing funds. So we are very on the cusp needing to make sure that we provide that facility for that weekend. If we don't, we are going to have a really big problem on our hands.
Right, and that's something that we can discuss when we get the bids in. Right now, we're not discussing that. We're discussing whether or not we're going to have the option of seeing both bids. And so, since that's a totally different thing that we're going to discuss after the bids are in, then I think that'll be the perfect time for it. Right now, the motion on the table is whether to get a bid package with two start dates and one start date. So I'm going to call for a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Okay, the motion's passed. Okay, so now the next, the upcoming meetings, public workshops. As I just indicated, I just got a book where I'm going to be, as the president, I'm going to be changing or re-looking at the meeting procedures, the comment procedures. As we discovered from having two executive sessions or two special meetings today, it gets really confusing, and so the motion that we had last time to just have one meeting a month, I think I might look at again, so we can have the flexibility of adding agenda items and so forth. But for right now, since that's not here, and this, the next agenda item is the next public workshop, I think I want to keep those as they are until we can actually call a special meeting to change back to our previous one. And the topics of the workshop aren't specified here. In talking with staff, I've been thinking that the topics of our next workshops and next meetings need to be narrowly focused on two things. We have two big problems facing us right now that seem to be paralyzing us and not getting allowing us to do any other work. Those two topics are the Maritime Center, resolution of that, so that we can start making decisions down there, and the problems surrounding lease negotiations that are making leasing stop. So I'm suggesting that I'm going to get together with staff and plan the agendas for the upcoming meetings to pretty much put everything else in the wings and focus on solving the problem. So I'll get a...
This is what I'm handing out here is what was discussed previously, mm-hmm. and workshop agendas and modified what I'm understanding to say that you'd like to modify this list from that, and I can mm-hmm. Work with you on that. But this is modified given today and. What was the order of things, and so we had proposed that next week on the 7th of February that would be a presentation of the 2018 business plan. But again, we can modify.
Are you opening this up for discussion?
My suggestion is that we focus on the two main problems we have right now, and so I want to have us three. Not just me, decide what the next things are that will more narrowly focuses toward the resolution of those two things that seem to be paralyzing us right now. So if the business plan is...
Well, can I make a comment on your comments? Mm-hmm. Okay,
right.
Well, I don't agree that Point Hudson, the resolution of the Point Hudson lease is paralyzing us right now. That lease is out, we're looking at it. Mm-hmm. I think we can bring it up in the queue when we address other issues that we do think are important to the port or that the other commissioners think are important to the port. I think, first of all, is our leasing policy. I think that's extremely important to the port. And I also think what Mark Horton said, I'm probably going to have it here, at the retreat in terms of us coming up with an operating plan, a business plan, and a capital plan are extremely important. We are not operating with those right now. Mm-hmm. So before we endeavor to understand what it is we're going to do in terms of surplusing one of our most major assets at the port, which is Point Hudson, I would put forward that we need to get those three plans straightened out first. So I'm in no hurry to approach the Maritime Center deal at this point.
And I think that I'm talking twice without having Bill to speak. What are your thoughts, Bill?
I have a tendency to agree with Pete on this one. And I've said it before, I want staff to have a working set of directions from the commission this quarter. And if we're going to spend a lot of time on what I understand now is kind of a initial proposal that wouldn't be finalized until the middle of summer, and we're going to put off getting the bones of these critical plans and directions to staff in this first quarter, I think that may be a misplaced priority. So, you know, I really, you know, I certainly think that the opportunity with the Maritime Center is an important one to consider. But if you rank them, if you rank critical issues, the fact that we don't have, that the commission has not had presented to it a working business plan to review, that we don't have a lot of these other things that really mean a lot to the businesses here and mean a lot to staff to proceed in an orderly way. I mean, I think that consideration of the Maritime Center's proposal at this point, albeit important, is a trailing second by a margin.
I have been down at Chilcat Express this week.
Okay, I have a chance now to speak.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I differ on that because the Maritime Center completely drives our capital plan because we have to decide what to do with buildings down there that are presently vacant and not making any revenue. We can't just let them sit there for a year and not worry about it because they're revenue generators. The Maritime Center proposal has dramatic impacts on our capital, the capital available to us to do things. If we don't, how can we plan for future business if we don't know if we're going to have to money coming in to pay for the jetty and a lease? I think that this is and a crucial thing that we need to either say yes, we're going to have that, or no, we're not, because that then informs the rest of the decisions that we make in our business plan.
Well, I think we've already voiced an opinion that, and we can maybe vote on it if we have to, bring it up for a resolution, but we have not linked the Maritime Center deal with the jetty deal. So we have ascertained, Abigail has represented, Dashen Group, the bond council, that we can do this deal whether or not we do Maritime Center. Granted, read the lease, love the lease, it's an interesting document, looking forward to talking about it, but I'm with Bill. I think we've got much more pressing issues. We've got empty buildings down here, just as we've got empty buildings down there. As I was going to just say, we're not doing much business down here. I've been sitting down at Chilcat for 2 days. The 70 tons don't move much. You got a full staff that's sitting down there collecting money, and we're not chunking along hauling boats out every day. I think that's a huge issue. We need to address it. And I think that issue takes precedent over what we do with Point Hudson. So.
Well, regarding the...
My turn.
I'll go, your turn, go ahead.
So I think that the Maritime Center proposal plays into this, but I think that the rudimentary things, the elements of the of our decision making is looking at the maintenance the schedules that we have, deciding, you know, what items are on, what items are off, what time those things are and what time they aren't. You know, that's gonna give us a baseline. That's gonna say, here's things we have to spend money on. We're gonna look at income sources. We're gonna talk about ways we could increase income, reduce expenses, all those sorts of things. Set aside the Maritime Center, and then fold in the Maritime Center proposal, which we won't have a document to sign until mid-summer, is what I understand. I don't think, you know, we can talk about it till we're blue in the face, but if we don't have an agreement to sign until mid-summer, you know, I think it's a little premature to base all of our other decision making on a proposal that was introduced to me as ideas without the fine print. So I mean, I get it. The Maritime Center proposal could be transformative, but I think that, you know, it's a shiny object that maybe we're paying more attention to at this point than we really should, and we need to get those business fundamentals ironed out and direction to staff so that they can get on with business between now and summer.
Okay, I agree that the business, as I said, we have two, in my mind, we have two problems that are stopping us from doing a lot of things. We have to figure out what we're going to do with our assets and how much money we're going to have. That drives a business plan. So I think that those two things need to be where we're going forward. So I'm definitely all for going for the business plan and getting what Sam suggested, the five-year business plan well underway. So I totally concur that we should have the business plan be our next workshop. But I'm also, I don't know how you're going to be able to put a business plan together not knowing whether you're going to have an infusion of a bunch of capital from outside the organization or even plan for it. So I think we need to continue full-throated toward the Maritime Center thing. So well, what do we want?
Two other commissioners have disagreed with you. So you need to either respect our wishes or we put it up for a vote or do something, because
so you think
we're not in line with it yet.
So you're suggesting that
I perceive that we again have an audience full of people. We have a firestorm out there of tenants who are not happy with the Port of Port Townsend. And so I am really intent on coming up with a way that the Port of Port Townsend and the tenants are all working together towards the betterment of the Port of Port Townsend. And I think that is our first critical move, is to, whether it's a summit between everybody, whether it's a massive change in policy regarding to rates or leases or whatever, I think we need to understand what it is that's going to move us forward in a collegial fashion. Not a bad word, but, and I think we have to do that before we pick up the Maritime Center.
I'm just concerned that, you know, if we count on a chicken that's not going to hatch until summer to make our plans on, that, you know, in the middle of the summer, something screwy happens, and we decide that we just can't, based on the final proposed arrangement.
Just can't what?
Can't agree to agree with the Maritime Center. I'm not saying that will happen, but I'm saying that you know, if we bet an awful lot on that, if our entire business plan turns on that single point, then I think we're putting ourselves at risk. And I mean, even if you wanted to look at that and say, well, this is something we could do, and would that look like if, you'd still have to have a business plan that would say, you know, a prudent person would have to have a business plan that said, what would happen if not?
And I'm suggesting that we could put that to rest right away, rather than wait with this, well, is it going to happen, is it not going to happen?
We can't put it to rest right away, because we're not going to get a proposal assigned until the middle of summer.
I think that we can agree in principle that we can go through the machinations of getting the lease to where it covers all of it. What we need to do is to go through the thing we're going to talk about in executive session today to see if it's even appropriate, if it'll work with us at all financially. And I think if we can decide that, then we'll be able to go through and say, okay, this is going to work or not. If we can say this is not going to work, then we can go forward and have the business plan unencumbered by any extraneous money coming in, and we can make decisions on the buildings right now. But I think that if we do have a way forward, I would like to get that done sooner than later so that we can include that, because that's a big piece, include that into our business plan. So in any event, we need to start with the business plan. Like I said, there was two things that I think we need to go. So we need to start with a business plan. So let's figure out the best way to, as you suggest, to get the big change in our leasing policy and get a collegial atmosphere back again. So is the best way to do that by starting with our next workshop on the business plan?
I would say so. I mean, I think it's a little naive to say we're going to do a business plan in one workshop.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of facets that need to be uncovered here, and I don't even really understand what the process is.
Yeah.
It's not been outlined to me. So I see we've got a business plan on the 7th. I see on the 28th we have business practices and policies, and a capital plan 5 years. So. Yeah, I mean, I think what you've got outlined here, Sam, is appropriate, actually.
Okay, well, then we'll just go ahead with that, and we'll continue on with our Maritime Center discussions after you've had a chance to meet with the Maritime Center people for your presentation yourself. Okay, so now we've got the meetings scheduled. So what we've got to do is have an executive session pursuant to RCW 42. Oops, got the wrong one here. 42-30-110C. This is. Executive session for financial analysis with a possible action. We're going to estimate this to be how long?
I think
Carolyn
said an hour.
Yeah,
an hour.
That was suggested.
Okay, so that means that we will reconvene in an hour at 9 at 10:10, and come back for another executive session after that. So this meeting is adjourned to the executive session.